This is the parallax for Sunday, July 12, 2026. Multiple angles. One picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a significant loss in American politics. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, a 23-year Senate veteran and prominent ally of former President Trump, has died at 71 following a brief and sudden illness. Graham had just returned days earlier from a trip to Kyiv, where he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. His death leaves a vacancy in the Senate and sends shockwaves through Washington and the Republican Party. How outlets framed this tells us something about Graham's political identity. NPR emphasized his dramatic political evolution, from Trump critic to one of his most loyal backers. The BBC and Fox News focused on the timeline and his tenure. But Al Jazeera led with a different angle entirely, identifying Graham as one of Israel's strongest U.S. Senate allies. Meanwhile, the New York Post highlighted Trump's response, with the former president posting on Truth Social that Graham was one of the greatest people and senators I have ever known. Turning to Maine, where Democrats are racing to replace their Senate nominee after a stunning collapse, Graham Plattner, who had virtually no political experience, dropped out of the race Friday following sexual assault allegations. The story here is how he got there in the first place. The Guardian reports that out-of-state activists actually traveled to Maine, rented a house near Plattner's home, and persuaded him to run. Voters, the outlet notes, are fuming at the party. Fox News dug deeper into the vetting process, reporting that campaign recruiters Dan Maraff and Morris Katz repeatedly ignored warnings from their own vetting firm that the candidate needed more thorough investigation. And Representative Madeline Dean said it was an easy call never to back Plattner, citing a Nazi-linked tattoo and abuse allegations that preceded the rape claim. Maine Democrats will hold a rushed convention on July 25th, just 2 days before the legal deadline to change the ballot, with candidates including former state senator Troy Jackson, Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, and former Maine CDC director Nirav Shah. In related news from the Middle East, Democratic Representative Ro Khanna of California says armed Israeli settlers detained him and his group for approximately 90 minutes during a visit to the occupied West Bank. Khanna states the settlers were carrying U.S.-made M4 rifles and that Israeli defense forces declined to intervene. The coverage here reveals different framings of the same incident. The BBC and Guardian reported his account straightforwardly, with The Guardian noting the detention occurred at a Palestinian village that settlers had destroyed, including its school, with IDF troops refusing to intervene. Fox News used more cautious language, reporting Khanna claims armed settlers with U.S.-made M4 rifles detained his group. Khanna himself described the experience as providing a first-hand view of the realities faced by Palestinians living under occupation. We turn now to a dangerous escalation in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. and Iran have exchanged a third round of strikes within a week. This latest cycle began when Iranian forces fired a missile that badly damaged a commercial cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran then declared the strait closed until further notice and retaliated with missile and drone attacks on U.S. military sites across Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan, and the UAE. Three people were injured by falling shrapnel in Qatar. Bloomberg reports the exchange further threatens last month's U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. Axios noted that regional diplomats had concluded negotiations aimed at resolving the standoff just hours before the latest strikes began. The Strait of Hormuz, Bloomberg notes, remains unstable, with shipping still below pre-war levels. This fragile ceasefire is now under severe strain. In sports, England has advanced to the FIFA World Cup 2026 semifinals for the first time since 2018. Jude Bellingham scored twice as England defeated Norway 2-1 in a quarterfinal that required extra time, with Bellingham securing the win with a decisive strike in the 112th minute. England will face Argentina in Wednesday's semifinal, Argentina having beaten Switzerland 3-1 in the other quarterfinal, with Julian Alvarez scoring the winner. That's the parallax for Sunday, July 12th. Thanks for listening.